The head of the Narcotic Control Board, Yawa Kresi Sapon, has warned of new methods of consuming narcotic substances, which he describes as worrying. In this regard, the heads of national drug law enforcement agencies have petitioned ECOWAS to harmonize all laws concerning narcotics to give uniform sentencing. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Kresi Sapon proposed the setting up of more rehabilitating centers, having more psychoanalysts and clinical psychologists. He bemoaned the situation where drug addicts are criminalized instead of being treated as patients.
What has come up very clearly is the new methods of concealment, as well as the new threat of methamphetamine, which is becoming a threat in Africa.
So with all these challenges, how is the sub-region tackling it?
The ECOWAS has reassured the region that they are looking forward to putting before the heads of state in the shortest possible time the fact that all laws in the sub-region must be harmonized. There has to be a certain minimum level of sentence for anybody who maybe diverts, for example, diverts ephedrine for the manufacture of methamphetamine, or people who possess cocaine. Because various countries have different sentencing regimes, and that is one of the things that ECOWAS, the ECOWAS Commission, hopes to be able to get our heads of state and heads of government to pass a protocol on. The other thing is the fact that they are going to help individual countries to enhance our demand reduction strategies. You know, when you are dealing with drugs, there is a demand reduction aspect which involves education, rehabilitation. And we realize that in Africa, users, addicts, drug addicts are criminalized. When it's a human rights issue, governments have not put in place policies which have tended to stop the menace, and people have taken the drugs.
Head of NACOB, Yawa Kresi Sapong.